just for background, this is a discussion of possible action on filling the currently vacant seat. With the sad passing of Lois Nixon last August, we've had a seat vacant. We have had conversations in the intervening months with individuals who expressed some interest, but then for various reasons were unable to step forward. We have in our next meeting in June will be the annual election of board officers. From that point forward would be a year left on Lois's unexpired term, because whoever would step in to fill it would need, if he or she chose to continue, would need to file for election in the upcoming election and run for what at that point would be a two-year term. So to clarify, in the with April elections, we would have 2 4-year terms, which would be Commissioner Bloom's and mine, and then a 2-year unexpired portion of Lois's. With that background, I turn to the commissioners and ask for their thoughts on how you wish to proceed.
I've actually reflected on that quite a bit and come to the point where you're heading, and that at this point in the term, it would not make a lot of sense to bring someone on for a 6 to 8 month, less than a year, and then have them run for a 2-year term. I think we'd be better served trying to get having someone run for that 2-year term at that point.
I agree.
The process would necessarily involve a recruitment interview. We would conduct any interviews in closed session as permitted under the Open Meetings Act. Obviously, any final action would be in open session. I would estimate, based on the most recent experience with this situation, that it would take at least about 2 to 3 months before we could move into an open session mm-hmm. final appointment. Mm-hmm. There is no legal problem. We have verified this several times with legal counsel for the Illinois Association of Park Districts. I personally have read through the code any number of times. Joe and I have briefly discussed it a couple of times. We could use the help, but there is to me a fairness issue. So,
by the time you got someone on, it's October, so then they have, and the first meeting is November, then December, January, February, March. They're on for 5 months before they're up for election.
Essentially, as soon as they assume the seat, they would need to file, mm-hmm. Draw the petitions and file. Mm-hmm. I have other comments I could make about the need for people to step forward and take responsibility for their community, but I will save that soapbox for another occasion. Then, the president asks for consent that we, failing anybody stepping forward to volunteer, that we proceed without actively soliciting a fifth member for the remainder of that term for Lois.
I think we have consensus there.
Is that okay?
I'm okay with it. My question would be, is there anyone, and this is maybe a naive question, is there someone who is interested and who would be willing to do that? And would a public notice be helpful in saying, okay, we put out a public notice, anyone who's interested, and if no one comes forward?
In one sense, that's kind of what I'm
doing right now.
We're doing right now is having put it on. We have had quick discussions of it in the past, but it has never been a formal agenda item. I would never want to discourage anybody by any means.
Right.
But I think, as Commissioner Bloom points out, the timing of this, we
right. I personally can't think of anyone who is dying to do it, to jump in, and so, well, then the other part of that is, and I'm sorry if I'm thinking out loud, the other part of that is what you're saying, the fairness of it, giving many people an opportunity to interview for that.
Yeah, I think that we have to be a little bit careful. If there are people who are interested, they've always been welcome. And once again, we have had conversations with people that were interested in for various reasons. One person was relocating and was moving almost a couple of hundred yards outside the district. I mean, there are various things that happen.
I've talked to two people that were really interested, very, very, very good candidates, and both had things that they were committed to on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm. We have to remember that in the last city council election, they couldn't find somebody to run in the second ward. It's an issue. Mm-hmm. I think in some ways we may be well advised to think about encouraging people to step forward, pull those petitions, and run.
Yeah.
It's a fair and open election. Yeah. Anybody's welcome.